This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, projected President-elect Joe Biden, is warning of potentially deadly consequences as the Trump administration refuses to coordinate with his transition team on the virus pandemic. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
They were Biden's toughest comments yet on the president's failure to acknowledge he lost the election and to cooperate with Biden's staff.
More people may die if we don't coordinate.
Saying his team needs to know the administration's plans to control the pandemic and distribute prospective vaccines.
What's the game plan?
The Trump administration's been working on its own distribution plan, and some Republicans like Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski say it's crucial Biden's team get full access. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says there's been pressure in those days since the election. AP correspondent Mike Rossia elaborates.
With Georgia election officials conducting a hand recount of votes cast in the presidential election, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger tells the Washington Post U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham asked if he had the power to reject certain absentee ballots. In Georgia, when voters return an absentee ballot, they have to sign an oath on an outer envelope. County election office workers are required to ensure the signature matches a signature on the absentee ballot application and one in the voter registration system. Graham said Monday he was trying to find out how the signature stuff worked. With nearly 5 million votes cast in Georgia in the presidential election, Democrat Joe Biden leads President Donald Trump by about 14,000 votes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a 1-2 punch, Hurricane Iota roared ashore as a Category 4 storm along almost exactly the same stretch of Nicaragua's Caribbean coast that was devastated by the Hurricane Eta.